Does your soul need joy? Now, I know happiness is a perspective. Hello, you can be in a valley and choose to be happy. But joy is something that only the Holy Ghost can put in your soul. Someone say, joy comes from Jesus. Lift your eyes to the screen at this time.
While they were there, the time came for the baby to be born. And she gave birth to her firstborn, a son. She wrapped him in cloths and she laid him in a manger because there was no room for them in the inn. God had this messy plan, a plan to save the world. And to do that, he was going to send his son. Where does the God of the universe send his son? Where does the King of Kings and Lord of Lords come? To a barn, a stable, a manger, of all places. Certainly no place fit for a king. But then again, this wasn't any ordinary king. When I say it was
all right, it appears we're having some technical difficulty, so just take a deep breath and say, praise the Lord. It's the month of December, very special month, for me at least. In 1992, I was in a service, I call it a special service, it was in December of 92. And I was attending a church and been faithful for about a year. I was driving the Sunday school bus and just serving in every way that I possibly could. But I remember in that service in the month of December of 92 that I began to reach out to the Lord. I didn't know a lot about him, but I had been reading my Bible, been praying and fasting. I didn't have the Holy Ghost at that time, but I was really praying and seeking to know the Lord and even fasting. I quit smoking, quit cussing for the most part, and I stopped listening to country music and rock music and all of the secular music. I just stopped totally. But it was in that service I began to reach out to the Lord, and I said, God, I don't know what you want, but I give myself wholly and completely to you. I will be whatever you want me to be. I will do whatever you want me to do. I will go wherever you want me to go. And to make a long story short, just a couple of days later, it was a knock on my door. And some friends that attended the same church, they were there, and I invited them in. And they said to me, I want to show you something. It'll only take a few minutes. Grab your Bible. And I was very acquainted with the Bible. And so I reached for my Bible. And they said, open the Bible to the book of Matthew, chapter 28. And so I did. We read a few verses where Jesus was speaking to his disciples before his ascension. He says, go and to teach all nations and baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I've commanded you. And lo, I'm with you always to the end of the world. And so they said, turn to the book of Mark. I read Mark, chapter 16. Then we turned to the book of Luke. And then they said, now turn to the book of Acts and read chapter 2. And when I read that, the pieces of the puzzle that were, they were there, but they were kind of scattered. They weren't in the right place. And when I read that, it was like a light come on in my home and in my mind and in my spirit. It was at that moment that I received the revelation that Jesus Christ is more than the Son of Man and the Son of God. He is Emmanuel, God with us. And it was upon that revelation that I began to respond. And I went that very day in the evening time in the cold month of January in Georgia And I was baptized in Jesus' name on January 4th, 1993. I went home, taught my wife a Bible study, and she received the revelation of Jesus Christ. Amen. God in Christ, God manifest in flesh. And we knew that day that there was not three persons in the Godhead, that God was not a Trinity, but God has always communicating himself as one being, one eternal being. And it was that very day that we saw that Jesus Christ is not just an ordinary man, but he is God. He is God. He is God. He is God that became a man to redeem lost humanity and restore fellowship, amen, between him and his creation. And it has been now, what is it, 21, 22 years since 1992. And from that day, we both received the Holy Ghost and have been here ever since. I want to tell you that Jesus Christ wants to be known. I want you to look at one person, at least one person, and tell them, Jesus Christ wants you to know him. There are a lot of people, and even in seminaries, you can learn about him. But Jesus wants you to know him personally. Come on, if you want to increase in your knowledge of who he is and what he wants in your life, why don't we just raise our hands to him? Come on, raise your hands to him. He wants to be known. And would you welcome at this time our children's choir?
About you. Praise the Lord, everybody. The Bible says, out of the mouth of babes and sucklings has thou perfected praise. Amen. Can we clap our hands again for our children's choir? Matter of fact, can we give them a standing ovation? Can you please stand and encourage our children? Amen. That's it. Louder, louder. Praise God. Amen. Give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. His mercy endures forever. Okay, we're going to prepare for offering at this time. We're calling our ushers to the front. Ushers, take your places. You can actually remain standing if you're physically capable. If you're not physically capable, you can sit down. But if you're physically capable, have the use of your two legs, the left one and the right one, I mean, you can stand. We're preparing. Amen. If you have your offering in your hand, say, I'm ready. If you need more time, say, give me a minute. Amen. I see Brother Bolin still going in his pockets. You got it yet, Brother Bolin? Oh, okay. We got our tithe and our offerings prepared. We're going to proceed. Can we pray at this time over our offering? Thank you, Father, so much for bringing us together, God, for the purpose of worship and praise, to lift up the name of Jesus Christ during this season, Lord. Father, we pray that you will bless every single man and woman, boy and child that have to give. And maybe those that don't desire to give, Father, I mean those that don't have but desire to give, bless those in a special way, Father. We give thanks to your name in all things, we pray. Church, amen. Church, amen. All right, praise team.
Lord reigns, let the people shout.
Hallelujah.
He reigns in righteousness.
Hallelujah.
Let the heavens be glad, let the earth rejoice.
Thank you, Jesus.
The Lord reigns, let the people clap their hands. Angels shout, the redeemed have come to dance, to celebrate, to celebrate. He reigns.
The Lord reigns.
The Lord reigns.
He reigns.
Lord reigns,
Lord reigns,
Lord reigns,
hallelujah.
We will sing and shout that you reign,
you reign,
you reign, you reign,
hallelujah.
Forever.
Say the Lord reigns,
the Lord reigns,
he reigns,
the Lord reigns,
he reigns,
the Lord reigns. We will sing and shout that you reign, that you reign, that you reign,
forever King of all. The Lord reigns, let the people shout.
Hallelujah.
He reigns in righteousness. Let the heavens be glad, let the earth rejoice. The Lord reigns, let the people clap their hands. Angels shout, the redeemed have come to dance. To celebrate, He reigns.
The Lord reigns, the Lord reigns,
He reigns.
The Lord reigns. We will sing
that You reign.
You reign,
you reign,
you reign.
Say it again, say the Lord reigns.
He reigns,
He reigns,
the Lord reigns. We will sing and shout that You reign.
Oh,
You reign,
You reign,
forever King of all.
Let all the people sing. Awesome power in all the earth. Let darkness tremble at Your name. Why do the nations rage when the King is on His throne? Now and forever You will reign. Sing, let all the people sing.
Let all the people sing.
Your awesome power.
Your awesome power.
Let darkness tremble at Your name. Why do the nations rage
when the King is on His throne?
Now and forever.
We're
going to sing that again. We're going to sing that again. Sing, let all the people sing.
Let all the people sing
of His awesome power on the earth. Let darkness tremble at Your name. Hallelujah, Jesus. Why do the nations rage when the King is on His throne?
Now and forever You will reign.
Say the Lord reigns.
The Lord reigns.
He reigns.
The Lord reigns. The Lord reigns. We will sing and shout.
You reign,
and You reign,
and
You reign forever.
Say the Lord reigns,
He reigns,
Lord reigns,
He reigns,
Lord reigns.
We will sing and shout that You reign,
and
You reign, and You reign
forever,
King of all.
You can be seated. Well, we welcome you to our 2014 Christmas Singspiration. We are honored and thankful that you have come to enjoy this time with us. So tell your neighbor, it's good to be here. We have some wonderful guests with us here today. I only have a couple of welcome slips. If you did not fill out a welcome guest slip, I ask for you to do that. It would honor us. We certainly will not bombard you with mail or anything like that. Pastor just may make one phone call and say thank you for coming and find if there's anything that we can do for you, pray for you or bless you in any kind of way or fashion. But we are honored to have with us here today, Elizabeth Allen is here. And would you clap your hands and welcome Elizabeth Allen. Forgive the noises, my amateur setup crew's behind me putting things together, but we will survive. And I have a greatly honored guest here today. My neighbor, Andrea Weber, and her son, Owen, is here. Welcome them in Jesus' name. My daughter, Hannah, graduated from college yesterday. I'm sure you're as much surprised as I am, but we are glad she did complete it. I'm kidding. She's intelligent. And K came down here is my mother-in-law, Becky Taylor, and right, my mother-in-law, yeah, that's what she is. And then next to my mother-in-law is my sister-in-law, Robin Taylor, and next to her is her son, Robbie, and we welcome them in Jesus' name. We're glad they're with us. Last Sunday, we had several baptized and received the gift of the Holy Ghost, and I should have asked the name prior to, but it slipped right out of my mind. But I want you to stand, my friend. Got the Holy Ghost last Sunday and baptized in Jesus' name. Awesome. Glad he's with us. And we baptized others as well. We're just so thankful that you're here. If there are other guests with us, we want you to know that we're honored that you're with us today. And we pray the Lord's blessing upon you. I'm going to be reading from the book of Isaiah, chapter 9 and verse 6. I'm only going to speak for about 5 minutes, so you can take a deep breath and say, okay, that's good. For the members of my church, they realize that actually doesn't mean anything.